You'd done your high school work in Germany.
Germany had a different system. We had 7 years of school, and then 3 years regular, and then we had 3 years of vocational school. It was not really so much an equivalent of a high school, because in a vocational school, you work 4 days and go to school 1 day, and you do the work that you wanted, whether it's a nurse or whether it's a plumber or whether it's an electrician. So it was different than here. If they wanted me to have college after that, I had to have the high school here as the basis.
Okay, so you did high school work here. Then you did college work.
Yeah.
And where was that?
The high school work I had at our headquarters, our mother house in Milwaukee. That was ours. And so our sisters operated the high school there. And then when that was completed, I went to Creighton University to get my college, and that was in pharmacy.
You had a Bachelor of Science degree there in pharmacy from Creighton University in Omaha in 1960.
Right.
That was kind of difficult in a way because, as you've already said, the writing questions and all.
The first year, but I got to where I actually, by the last few years in college, I did better with writing my answers because I always knew the answers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little difficult, more difficult with multiple choices because I got to the point where were true and false. Well, it's true here in this instance, but it's not quite true here. So I began to debating, was it true or was it false? I knew it too well then.
I was going to say that you knew too much.
That's true.
So you graduated from Creighton, and then you went to Roswell, New Mexico.
Right.
And what did you do there?
I operated the pharmacy, did the purchasing for the hospital. It was about a 150-bed hospital at that time. I did a little of everything, but mostly had to set up the pharmacy.
You set it up from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Started it from the very beginning.
Yeah. There's a new hospital that they had just built. Was a year old, they had a beautiful pharmacy with all the places to send all these bottles, but they were never indexed. They were still up on the floors, you know, every nursing station had a few drawers of bottles of medicine. Then when I came there and wanted to set it up in the pharmacy, I had to bring it all this medicine back from all these nursing stations and index it and set it up.
Working on that for 8 years, this really became yours, didn't it?
It was definitely mine. I had it set up so well. I also did the purchasing. So at that time, I had to deal with all the pharmaceutical representatives. Also the medical supplies, I bought all those. And so I liked it quite well. I could have stayed there, all right. It was kind of just the way I had wanted. But I was smart enough to know, well, you know, if I could stay here all this time, and things would not change at all, I'm happy doing that, but things don't stay the same, you know.
How did it come about that you moved on and you went to St. Louis?
Well, our superior that they had, she was the leader of all the sisters in the U.S. She came down one time. She told me that she would like me to take hospital administration degree. I thought about it. She gave me a little time to think about it for the night, and then I said the same thing there. I didn't know much about that either. I just said the sisters that were at the time in hospital administration, they were all nurses. Well, for that matter, you could be pharmacists, but then they went right into being a nurse, and the next day you'd be an administrator. And they had no formal education as an administrator. So at least I could go to school and get my education in hospital administration. And that I got at St. Louis University.
Well, you'd been impressing them by being an administrator over that pharmacy, so they thought, well, we can take that talent and expand it on it. You were there for 2 years then. So then you come here to Tulsa in 1970.
Yeah, right. I was then the assistant to our sister that was, at that time we called them administrators. So I was an assistant administrator. There were actually two others here, assistant administrator. There were three of us.
So that was a good assignment. Was that one that you said, yeah, I want that. That's good for me. I want to go there.
I liked it here. In New Mexico, if I missed anything in New Mexico was, it is so dry and so hot in summer. in Toys, at least there were winters and there was a spring, you know, and it wasn't always summer all the time. It was a little bit nicer up here in Toys. It reminded me a little bit more of Germany